Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Hey guys.
I'm Jerry.
I'm Sierra.
We're ladies.
And we tangent.
Okay. All right. Oh, yeah. What's up, everyone? Hello. We're doing something a little different right now because
We're on tour.
It was this or we don't have an episode this week or the episode comes out later or...
And you know what? You guys have been asking for Sims content. One of our favorite things to do is Sierra likes to play The Sims and narrate what's happening, and I like to watch her and comment on stuff. And so we were doing that, and I thought, why don't we just start recording? If this sucks ass, who cares?
Yeah.
We'll post it as a bonus, I guess. But if it doesn't suck ass, then welcome to whatever this episode is. This is called, We Had Three Shows This Week. This is Saturday. Tuesday is the episode. And we don't get home until tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
So I hope you enjoy. Right now, Sierra has explained to me that she's playing third generation.
So here's the deal. If you don't know anything about The Sims, I started with two Sims. Are we going to start now screen sharing?
Yeah, up here in the corner, if you're watching on YouTube, you're going to see the screen recording of what she's doing. If you're just an audio listener, I think it's still going to be... Honestly, imagine it in your mind's eye what this fucking looks like, and I think you're going to have just as much fun.
Yeah. And maybe that'll be even more fun that you don't get to see it. Also, apologies for what we look like. We've been on tour, and we're very tired, and here we go.
No apologies from me. You can suck my ass about it.
Suck my ass. So here's the deal. Genealogy here. We started with these two. Random Sims that I found in the gallery. Melissa and Lucas, okay? They were lovers.
Lover.
They had a baby named Layla. Again, when I do the babies, I just kind of randomize the name until I find one that I don't hate. Layla. And then they had Jalen. Jalen and Layla. Okay?
Those are the same letters, just like reorganized.
They are. It's very funny. That happened a lot, actually. Then Layla got married to her wife, Jill. We love Jill. Jill's a queen. Jill and Layla had a science baby together named Elle.
Did you download Jill from the gallery?
Yes.
Okay, because Jill has blue hair, and I think that's dope.
Yeah. And Elle has blue and black hair because she's mixed. Now, her mom's now an elder, which makes me really sad because I raised her from a baby. That's how long I've been playing the ship. And then they had Quinn. Quinn they had through surrogacy because Layla was like, I don't want to fucking have any more kids. And Jill was like, I do. So she had it with her friend whose name was Quinn. That's why they named...
The baby Quinn?
Yeah. But Layla hates him. Okay.
Layla hates him?
She just doesn't accept him as her own child, which is kind of sad. But she didn't want...
Sad.
She didn't want Jill to get pregnant again.
Well...
What are you gonna do? So now I've been playing as Elle.
I'll be honest, before she explained the genealogy to me and I saw Elle pop up on the screen with it's like dark black hair fade to blue, I was like, did you make yourself?
To blue tips?
Yeah. Because you had that hair not long ago.
I did. And I loved it. Elle is who I've been playing with now. She is now an adult, a young adult, and she is pregnant with her first child with her boyfriend, now fiance. He proposed after he found out she was pregnant. His name is Colby with a K. It's important. So here we are. It's snowing. There's a fox running around, and she's warming herself by the fire. Look at her. This is beautiful. What a scenic moment.
This fox just got in a fight with I almost called her Sierra.
Sierra's chicken.
With Elle's okay,
because
chickens.
I always say, look at my dog playing in the trash over here with my chickens. See, I'll talk as if they're mine. This is a little baby chick.
Aww.
Cute.
What?
What is he doing?
What is he doing?
Her name's Daisy.
Is she digging for treasure?
I think she's just hopping around in some garbage. She really likes to play in the garbage.
But there's no trash.
Oh my god. The chickens keep getting spooked. He just got scared. May. No, she's a she. She got scared at the thought of a fire. This is a trash plant because I keep setting my trash down here and then it grows into a plant.
Fair.
Whatever. All right,
something
here we go.
Something stinky in your snow.
Yeah, it's a cup of orange juice that she set out there. Don't worry about that at all. Here's her little garden. She's a full-time gardener / painter. She also likes to cross-stitch.
How's the gardening job in the winter?
Not great. I'll tell you right now, we don't have a lot of good plants.
Where did you just put that orange juice?
I just moved it to the other side of the fence, so it still stinks out there. It's just not my problem. Here, I'll bring it over here, and sometimes it's kind of hard to do with this. Whoop! I get paid for it. Look at that, $20 for a glass
of
orange juice.
Did you compost it?
Yeah, I did.
Hell yeah.
Because it's important to recycle.
It is important to recycle.
Okay, here's
not just because you get paid for it.
That's so true. What's my dog's fucking problem? Because he's upset. So, is there a way I can ask? What's your fucking problem?
Okay, you guys also need to know that Sierra has mods downloaded.
I'm going to lecture about playing in the trash.
I don't know about all these mods. And so whenever she clicked on the fox a little bit earlier and it said drugs, I was like, wait a minute. What's this about?
I don't know. Daisy has learned not to play in the trash. Thanks, Daisy. That's what's important. You need to go potty.
But did you tell me you could make a fox a drug dealer?
You can make anything a drug dealer in this game. Hey, with this mod. And that's what I know. I've bought drugs from a toddler before.
Seriously?
Seriously.
In The Sims,
Sims. Get over it.
Wait, that's the title.
I bought drugs from a toddler. The Sims. All right. So here's the deal. What's she happy about? From her pregnancy, a new life within. She's had an excellent holiday. It was Winterfest yesterday. Mm. She had a great time.
I had a grit time when I was
chicken grit.
I had lots of avamuck up on my face.
Oh, she's feeling good from a cozy fire. And it's snowing. You know what?
She's got a lot of happiness.
Let's go make a snow angel outside.
While pregnant?
Yeah.
The way that my spine would be crushed and I would urinate myself immediately.
Oh my god!
Why did she flop down like that?
I don't know, but I really liked it. I'm also playing on a laptop, so I'm sorry. I can't get good angles here, but we're doing our best.
Yeah. Is her pool a swamp?
Yeah. It's got koi fish in it.
Does she swim with the koi fish?
Yes, she has before, but she's actually afraid of swimming. She's afraid of the water.
Well, I can see why. Look at how fucking gross it is.
I know. This is her swamp pond.
Swamp pond. You go jumping in there, you get nibbled on. You don't even know it.
Oh, my God. Jill.
Who shaved her head? Jill looks great.
Jill actually had a shaved head at first. She wears wigs. So this is Jill's normal hair.
Either way, dope.
Yeah.
Why is your dog pissed?
I don't know. I thought it was because he had to go shit outside to do that.
Large pet poop.
I actually usually put those in my inventory because you can use it as fertilizers for your garden, which she should do. Right now, she needs to sell all of it. There you are, Mom. I knew you'd come visit. Look at my mom.
Why is she walking like that?
I don't know.
She's dope.
She's a baddie.
Damn,
Mom.
I want Mom's outfit.
Yeah. Mom's a bad bitch. I will tell you, I had wicked whims. I downloaded the streamer mod to censor it for this episode, but sometimes they're not, and my mom's fucked a lot. Oh my god, there's my other mom! My mom's came to visit!
Moms!
Aww. She's like, what? There's trash everywhere, you stupid bitch. Look at how my mom's pissed already about all my trash. Hey, I got a special gift for you because you're such a good neighbor. Mom, I'm your daughter. And my mom's too old. She's an elder now.
She doesn't remember.
She forgets me. Do you want to see what it is? Yes, I do. Oh, she's giving it to me right now.
Give it to me, Mom.
You know, now that I'm pretty much done here with what I wanted to do, do you mind if I hang out for a bit? How's your day been? She got me a vanilla cupcake. That's so nice. What a nice... Look at me. Look at me hugging my moms. Sorry. This is so fun. Okay.
I love that you said that you put the dog poop in your inventory, because in my mind, I know that the inventory is just like the Sims version of the cloud.
Yeah.
But it sounds like it's a pocket.
So you're just like putting your shit in your pocket. I've got shit in my pocket.
I got a pocket full of scrotum.
The way that it scares me sometimes, because when they get very playful like this, they can die. The next one up is hysterical. And if they're hysterical for too long, they can die from being too silly. That's just true.
And you know what? Me too.
How thought-provoking. Elle seemed to enjoy that conversation with Jill, especially when they explored more serious, thought-provoking topics. A good conversation becomes great once the mind is engaged. Could this mean that Elle likes deep thoughts?
I think she does.
I think she does.
I think I love thinking.
I think I love deep thoughts.
What you guys need to know is that, like...
That's been a bit.
Yeah, it's been a bit from, like...
I'm going to pause this so we can tell that story. Oh, my God. Look at my other mom just whipping out her guitar to sing to me.
What?
I love my moms.
When did that start?
Seattle, I think.
Seattle. Because... Yes. No. Portland?
Maybe.
Portland. Yeah, when the eagle flew by.
It was Portland to Seattle.
Yes.
We were driving.
We saw an eagle, and Sierra's like,
I think I love America.
I think I'm a patriot. I think I love freedom.
Because it was just like an eagle flying over these tall-ass trees and with mountains. A mountain in the distance.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And so now that's just been the bit. And so everything, we've just been going, I think I love this.
I think I love art.
I think I love architecture.
I think I love Abraham Lincoln.
I think I love Ubers.
I'm your Uber driver.
Get the hell in.
She needs to have this baby. Oh my God, she's tense because she's in the presence of a criminal, and that's because I forgot that one of my moms is a criminal.
Which one?
I think Layla.
She's a criminal?
Oh, look at them hugging.
I love that she's like, I'm in the presence of a criminal. She's also my mother. Who doesn't feel tense around their mom?
That's what I've said. Oh, she could ask for a craved food item. Because she's pregnant.
What are you craving
then,
baby?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
Your mom's like, I just gave you a cupcake. What the fuck do you want?
What do you want from me? Where are they going to go?
She's walking so confidently.
Yeah, she is. Look at that. Bad bitch.
Where are they going?
Goodbye?
Yes, you're going to get food.
All right, let's go hang out with my dog then. Okay,
Mom.
Your
mom's painting.
She's a painter. She's not super good at it, but she's not bad.
The way I'm watching this woman and I want to shave my head.
I know. Jill's a baddie. Jill and Layla. Layla didn't know she was gay. She went to Jill's house because she lived in a frat house with a bunch of guys. And then she ended up having a conversation with Jill until 4 a.m. Just talking at the table. And then Jill came over and asked her out on a date. She said yes. And they've been together ever since.
Aww.
Isn't that beautiful?
Isn't that how it happens? You're at a frat house and you connect with a woman and you're like, I think I like women.
I think I'm gay. Yeah. Oh, she's back. And she's very happy because her mom just went and got her cravings. That's cute. I've never done that before. I need to fast forward this because I want to have this baby. Here we go. They're going to run around. Why is that fox in my house? Why are you in my house right now? You just tried to steal my eggs and now you're in my fucking house?
The way I would befriend that fox and make it my pet.
Well, I have been. We're going
to... Ask Fuzzball not to steal.
That's what we're going to do, Fuzzball.
Is its name Fuzzball or is it just being... Are you just...
No,
is that a fox slur?
I think that's its name. You gotta hope.
The way I almost said, I think I love slur.
Not that.
I'm not that.
Oh, this is her best friend just came over. Her best friend's also a badass.
It has
Addison.
Hair. Hell yeah.
She's actually one that... Fuzzball, why are you giving me that face? He said no. He hissed at me. He's like, I'll steal all the ones.
Get out of my house.
No, Fuzzball, you're not going to steal. And I'm going to give my regards to Mr. Fox's better half. Fuck you, Fuzzball. My God, okay.
Now buy drugs off of Fuzzball.
Okay. Drugs. Settings. Oh, I can't with this one. I must... It updated, and so it's not working the way it used to, but I can... Oh, wait. Assign NPCs. There we go.
Oh,
I just made him a drug dealer. Or no, it didn't work. I don't think he's in here. I think it's just...
You could make Daisy a drug dealer, probably. Your dog?
Can I?
Is that a werewolf?
Oh my god, I want to make my mom a drug dealer.
Great, another criminal.
I did it! There can also be police officers, but I'm not doing that because my mom's a criminal.
Yeah.
All right, so there's me and my bestie.
You could make your other mom a dirty cop.
Are we wearing the same outfit?
I think you are.
So embarrassing. Mom, a dirty cop?
Where's your fiance?
Yeah, you're right. I have to invite Colby over. I'm going to share the big news with her. She's fucking sad about something. But I'm going to ask her also to be the sim of honor at my wedding.
Oh. Is it weird that I want you to have an affair with her?
I've tried. She's not into me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's sad.
I know. She's very sad right now. Who died? That normally means someone died. Who died? Let me see. Console about death. How'd I fucking know?
Oh, she's just crying in your house.
Yeah. People like to come over and then just be sad at my house. And I'm like, what? What's going on here?
The way in real life I used to have people come to my house and then they would just start crying on my rug with me. And they were like, I don't know what it is about being in your house, but I just start crying.
I was
like,
about it.
I get that. I just say it every day.
All the time. So it's not showing their faces, but this is Colby.
Okay.
Colby Bjergsen. And he's my man.
So your last name's going to be Bjergsen, or are you going to keep your name?
No, I'm keeping mine. He's going to be Nash, I think is their last name. Because that's how I've...
Is that Colby?
Where?
In her thought bubble?
Yes.
Damn.
Colby's kind of hot. And he's got really good eyes.
Damn. You're going to have a beautiful baby.
I can't wait. You guys are going to see the baby, hopefully, if she ever fucking has it. Oh my god, dude. She's been pregnant for so long. Let's go out and have some fun. Look at him. Look at his
Colby,
eyes.
But Jerkson, you are looking into my soul with those baby blues.
He wants to go to the park.
Have a baby at the park.
Sentiment gained. You're so fun to be around. I really enjoy spending time with you, and I hope you feel that way about me, too.
Aww.
Sounds like...
Kiss me on the mouth,
though. Sounds like you want to get...
Sounds like you want to be in a throuple.
Sounds like you're in love with me and Colby. Just kidding. But maybe.
Speaking of throuple, last night... At dinner, Corey was like, I understand that you and Alex are friends. However, they need to understand that you, me, and Sierra, that we're a trio.
We're always going to be three's company.
Don't worry about that at all, friend.
So here we go. Here
no one
he
can
is.
Take your place, Father Corey.
That's the truth. This is Colby.
Colby's a snack. That's some cheese if I've ever seen it.
That's a Colby Jack. Here's the thing. Colby's actually ripped, but for some reason this shirt gives him like a beer gut, but I kind of like it. He's got like a dad bod.
I love a dad bod.
We're going to ask if the chicken came first.
I'm so intimidated by muscles.
Oh my god, we're going to invite him to
like aggressive
our...
muscles.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I prefer this version of Colb's. Colby.
I love that you can see their breath.
They're so cold. It's chilly out.
Oh, it's Colby.
Oh my god, look. Oh, he's feeling the baby. She's like, yeah, this sucker's gonna pop the hell out soon. What do you think about that, brother?
Does it say any day now?
Oh my god.
Yeah. Doesn't it normally tell you, like...
Look, right here. Give birth in... ...
Any time.
We're in the third trimester.
Oh my god.
Her mom called to talk. Oh my god, I just saw you guys. The way that my moms are obsessed with me, can't relate. I'm just kidding. Let's do a belly hug.
Sometimes my mom texts me on Facebook. Like, she'll Facebook message me instead of calling me or texting me. And then I'm like, Mom, you have my phone number.
You could do that.
I'll check my messages.
Where did he go? Oh, there he is.
Aww.
Aww. Lara doing a belly hug. This is so cute.
Why am I going to cry?
I can't take a
That's so cute.
Stop it. I need them to have this baby.
He chokes her.
Oh, look how cute, though.
Okay.
Go na-na. Full Nelson. Oh, shit.
Oh, this is so sweet. You didn't even tell them to do that.
Yeah.
She's going to live.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I got scared.
Hey, it's me, Colby. Do you want to go out on a date? Hey, Colby, we're on a date. And I did just go into labor. So I'm a little busy right now.
Do you want to go?
Oh my god, my mom is here.
Oh my god, it's so important to have your mom in your birthing area.
The way that my mom just left and Colby just left me, he was like, I can't. Oh, she's running around.
She's running around because he doesn't know what to do.
He's full of panicking. All right, here we go. Relax. Okay. Oh, he just got flirty with us. Okay, I can't Colby. Fuck right now, Colby.
It's not the time.
I'm gonna have a baby. Let's join her in having the baby. Colby Bjergsen, you are coming with us. It's baby time, everybody.
I'm so excited.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm
pushing. Do you know what you're having?
I don't know. I don't think I know. The
That's exciting. Gender. What if it's an alien?
Oh, it's a girl. Oh, I hope also that it's an
alien. Oh, my God. 1,000 doctors just spawned. And they're all so excited.
She's like, I'm freaking so...
Let's walk in this place and have a baby.
Colby!
The way that she's walking in there so well, I couldn't walk like that when I was in labor.
I just need you to know that Colby just full-on left. He was like, I'm not going to be here.
She's calling you. Don't worry about it. She just texted him. I fucking hate you, you dumbass.
Let's get her to exercise on this yoga ball and try to move this dilation a little bit. Hmm?
Oh, yeah. You have the
Oh, food. I've got the mods. Oh, so we're going to have a fun birth right now. Here we go. Pop on this ball for a little bit. There we go. Look at
get
her.
Get those hips moving.
Oh, she's birth puddling on the floor. Oh, hell.
Oh, hell. That she's was just... me. That's how I went into labor with Ollie. I was folding laundry on a birthing ball. And then I got up and went to the bathroom, picked up toothpaste, and my water broke on the floor.
Look at her bringing it around town right now.
Hell yeah.
Bring it around town.
This does not look like her first time, I'll be honest.
Well, it is. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to ask them to check the dilation. Now, this one I like the best.
Is that doctor's name Tomato?
Tomako, I think.
Oh.
Tomako?
That's not... Tomako or Tomako, either one, sounds like such a doctor name. If you said, hey, you're going to be seeing Dr. Tomako, I'd be like, yeah, the fuck I am.
Mm-hmm. You're damn right about that.
It's going to be a great experience.
Well, she didn't come do it. So, I hate the guys. I never pick the guys. There she comes. This one's coming. All right. She's giving me an epidural?
What?
I asked to check dilation, but all right, I got an epidural. That's cool. Let's see.
Can you Did walk it work? Now?
Contraction pain, hospital time. Oh, epidural worked. Pain relief from receiving epidural. Finally some pain relief. No, she didn't.
Look at her looking around. She's like, is anyone going to come hang out with me while I do this or no?
Can I have my person here, please? Can we check your dilation? Oh, she's coming. Check me, you stupid...
Maybe
I'm
she
sorry.
Can't because there's stuff on the floor.
You're right.
I actually don't know.
I'm going to do a cheat here. BB... No. Yeah, BB.enable free build. I hope it's all one word. It's not.
I hate having to remember cheats. We're in labor.
We're having a baby. Oh, I'm doing this.
Wait. Time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors.
Do you know what's something that I realize I have a major issue with?
What?
It's, well, you know I love my subscriptions, mm-hmm. but then it's not using them and forgetting that I have them and still paying for them.
That's the ADHD for me.
It really is. But now Rocket Money is here to help.
So if you have any subscriptions that you forgot about, or maybe you paid for something twice and you didn't realize it, Rocket Money can cancel the subscription for you. And they can also reach out to whatever company took your money twice and be like, I would like a refund for that. Or they'll negotiate your bills down for services that you do want to continue, but don't want to pay as much for.
Exactly. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you, which again is so helpful, because if I have to talk to somebody on the phone and I think that they're mad at me, I'm not going
to
do it.
I have to psych myself up for like a week before I make a single phone call. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
Stop wasting money on things that you don't use.
Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/ladies.
That's rocketmoney.com/ladies.
rocketmoney.com/ladies.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
You know what? Fuck it. It's fine. She came in at one point, so
yeah,
I think it's okay.
She did.
Okay, I'm going to make her walk around. Go for a walk. That normally gets things moving.
Thank you.
Will you get me a drinky?
The way we're going to be drinking two totally different things right now.
All right, here we go.
Did a lot of walking.
You did a lot of walking?
Yeah.
Did you cry?
I had a good cry.
Hell yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I didn't realize I was shaking the fuck out.
Well, I did a lot of walking.
Yeah, okay. Well, so is this sim right now. Talking about walking.
We went on for...
or whatever.
That was bars, dude. That was bars. That was giving Don't Make Dicks Richard. But... And don't make Christopher's walking.
You guys should listen to our Patreon episodes sometimes. Go to patreon.com/ladiesontangents. And we might start doing sim stuff more regularly.
Hell yeah, especially if this goes well. We talk about fucking someone with a dick of bees.
Yeah, we did. Look at this. This is her fear of... I think it should
swimming?
Pop up. So she has a fear of swimming, so her wish is to confidently swim for an hour.
Aww. That's a brave wish.
She wants to conquer her fear.
Today, we walked to get coffee, and we all put headphones in. Not one of us talked to the other, and it was intentional. We all wanted to listen to music and cry.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to Taylor Swift. The song I listened to was But Daddy, I Love Him. And the way, when the chorus hit, I started running and doing, like, a dance performance to
yeah,
the song.
Yeah, you were on the streets of Minneapolis, and you saw that. Leave it in the comments below.
You're fucking welcome, because...
What did you think about that?
I felt like I was in a goddamn music video.
It was crazy.
What were you listening to? Because you're like, this is very different.
Exchange by Bryson Tiller. The one that goes, this is what happened when I think about you. Is that one that's like...
What? Oh, is it country?
No, I'll play it for you right now. We gotta cut this part out, so shut up, but you can go listen to it if you want to. It's a sexy song.
Sexy song?
It's surely not country.
What a weird thing for me to be dancing to for you. Oh, I know what it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Back at it.
Let me see if she'll check my... Oh, I'm just walking for a long time. I already have that in the queue. I'm going to ask her to check on the baby, and then I'm going to ask her to check my dilation. Here we go. The baby's heart rate is a bit slower than I would like, but we're going to keep an eye on it for now. It's important not to panic. Uh-oh, here we go.
Well, that just made me panic.
Uh-oh. They're checking.
Wait, okay.
Go ahead.
In... You're like, don't worry.
Currently 4 centimeters dilated. Okay, we're getting there.
Okay, well, here's a question.
But we're going to go for more walks.
This trigger warning... for scary things in relation to birth. Could she lose?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
There, you can't have, like... I've never seen one during labor, but you can have a birth emergency, which means you have to get, like, an emergency C-section.
A birth emergency?
A birth emergency.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That makes me really sad.
Mm-hmm.
This is hyper-realistic.
You can... Well, it's called the realistic childbirth mod. Hey, found the pillow! You gotta sit there. You will be in the camera.
I'm gonna not.
If go to the other side.
On the other side of the bed, you won't be in it.
Well,
maybe you will.
Maybe you will.
I'm gonna be comfortable. So.
Okay, everybody, Father Corey.
I'm gonna watch basketball over here.
Okay. Oh look, she reached fitness level 3 because she's been fucking running around this bitch trying to get this baby out.
Oh yeah.
All right, keep going, and then we're gonna bounce on this ball a little bit more, and we're gonna
run with my. Cervix unbuttoned.
Daddy, I'm so fucking ready. She doesn't have any dads. I'm ready to have this baby.
Scream of a mommy, I'm in labor.
Ooh. Okay, she also needs to eat, so we're going to make her buy a snack.
BLT? What does that even mean?
I don't... It's a vegetarian BLT. We're just going to do a sandwich, I think.
I don't know if you guys know this, but when this is coming out, yesterday I got my IUD put in.
Hell yeah.
And we hung out with... Erica and Christian from the Judgies, also from Friends in Our Life, before our Seattle show.
They came to our show.
Chicago show.
I know all of the shows are literally running together.
And I said that I was getting an IUD, and I said that I was getting the copper one because my mom's breast cancer was estrogen-based, so I'm very careful about
birth control
hormones.
Yeah.
And I said it was copper, and then I was like, I really hope that it doesn't patina up there, but if it does, I'd like to be called Patina Aguilera. Now that's all I can think of.
Also, and I'm pretty sure that you're in her phone as Patina Aguilera now.
I was Daddy Jerry, and now I'm Patina Aguilera.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we were having a little bit of a snack. We're going to go back to bouncing on this ball for a little bit, and then we're going to check ourselves again. Get checked, bitch. She's just dripping all over the floor.
As one does.
You know, I should have got a shower before this, but this is us in our purest forms. And if you don't like it, I'm, like, fucking sorry. I literally can't help it. She's just my face. She's cold because it's cold outside, but I can't give you different clothes.
Oh, yeah, you can't give her a thermostat either. Mm-mm. Because you can't build.
I can't build on this bitch. Mm. All right, here we go. Let's get checked.
Sometimes these drinks make my tongue feel weird.
Okay, I guess he's got to check it.
I don't know if you guys remember, but whenever I fell when I was pregnant with Forrest, I went into the doctor. She's 9!
Hell yeah. She's going to take a little nap real quick, and then I think it'll be time to go.
They were monitoring my contractions because I was contracting, and I was only like 30 some weeks. And a doctor came in, talked to me, was like, yeah, we're going to make you stay overnight, but we're going to monitor your contractions. He goes to walk out the door and then turns around. He's like, actually, I'm going to check you. And I'm like, there's actually no reason for you to check me, but okay. And then that man just stuck his hand up my fucking body.
You know?
And now I think about that all the time. And I'm like, I never want another male to check my cervix.
No, that's so horrifying. Mm-hmm. Also, the way that this, I just realized this feels very much like we're on a FaceTime call with our friends. I know. Like it. So here's the deal. I can call the companion Sim. I just realized that that was a thing. And since she's okay. About to have the baby, I'm going to call him and bring him here. And hopefully then we'll be ready to go. Call him, Colby. You better fucking get
I'm
here.
I'm 9 centimeters, you motherfucker.
You better. If he doesn't, she's so cold. Okay.
Come hug her.
Let's
warm
see if
her
I can
up.
Change her outfit real quick.
Put her in that formal wear.
She's going to go back in her winter outfit and then have this baby. Colby, are you here? Colby, are you here now?
Colby, can you hear me?
Where the hell?
Who's this man? Lucian?
Oh my God. What in the Lucian?
What in the Lucian?
Seriously?
Is that?
That's Kai? Kai Kyleson.
Kai Kyleson.
So I'm on third generation, and there's been a lot of Sims that I've obviously gotten together and then had babies because I have the full, like, you do your thing on neighborhood changes. And, like, they're actually producing some really hot Sims on their own. Normally, I have to go in and, like, give Sims makeovers. Yeah.
Kai Kyleson?
He needs a beard, but he won't be attractive.
Why don't you send him in to be your companion?
Colby!
Oh, my God, is that her water?
Oh, my God, he's fucking here. Yeah, she's been just dripping all over this place. You better, I'm calling you over real quick.
I don't know if I told this story, but whenever my sister was in labor and I was her support person, we were walking around and I made her laugh and she almost pissed on the floor.
He's fucking panicking right now, but it's okay. They're going to sway for a little bit.
Oh,
got to take a picture. Sorry. This is freaking cute. Get the hell out of here.
Almost choked.
Sorry. There they go. Aw, it's going to happen. She's gonna birth.
Oh, I'm gonna birth.
I'm gonna give a birth. Okay. And then I'm gonna make him give her a back massage, and then we're gonna have this fucking baby. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Swaying, swaying, swaying. I don't want her to eat again, so honestly, look at this. We're gonna cheat real quick, because I'm fucking tired of that.
Yeah.
Be done swaying.
The way I
get
was.
Your back
why
massage.
Is he sad?
I think he's, sometimes they'll have sad things if they see the person that they love being uncomfortable.
Aww.
Yeah. Okay, she
well,
can't get a back massage.
Can you not make this about you right now, Colby?
Can we please? Here we go. We're going to give birth. I like this guy's look. Darsh.
Darsh Ramesh?
Darsh, you're going to be my doctor. Doctor Darsh.
Hey. I lied. He can check me. What are you? Come look at him. You'll be like, all right, I see. I see it.
Hold on.
Zoom in on Dr. Darsh.
Hang on. I was going to call Colby over, but her pants are off. Here's Darsh. Yeah, Dr. Darsh.
He's a cartoon.
He is a cartoon. You're correct about that.
Elle has learned that Darsh is a medical intern. Oh, he's a mentor at the mustard clinic.
Here's what I'll tell you, Court. I'd let him check me if I was also a cartoon. If a cartoon walked in to check me, I think I would maybe protest.
Right. Here's the deal. I'm going to cheat real quick and put Colby in our family so that he's in my family? It said remove from... I have to add you to the family because I need him to get the fuck over here.
Yeah.
Colby, don't ruin this for me.
He's on the complete other side of the fucking hospital.
No, he's being a real McDick about shit. Hey, Cor.
Sorry.
Could you make more noise?
I was trying not to be in the camera and I'm fucking making noise. I'm sorry.
Oh my God. We have the smallest hotel room, so I apologize. Normally you can join, so I'm just going to make him go here. And then, oh, she's pushing. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
You have to join her. Colby! Okay, pause.
Are there sounds to this?
Yes. You ready? Why are you laughing, Darsh? I'm kind of in a lot of pain. Okay, with your... Oh.
Ebal Hishna?
It's smoking.
My Hishna be smoking too when I'm in labor.
Hey, Colby, if you don't get your fucking...
It's a girl!
Do you guys?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
We collectively.
It sounded like they were speaking French.
It's Simlish, you silly bitch. What would you like to name the baby, everybody?
Are you going to randomize it?
Do you want me to, or do we want to pick one?
Darsh.
We can name her Darsh, or we can name her Lady.
Lady Darsh?
After Ladies and Tangents.
Aww.
Lady Nash. Do we like Lady, or do you want me to rant? Here's the first. Annie? No. You like Annie?
Annie, are you okay?
Annie's kind of cute.
Annie is kind of cute.
All right, Annie it is.
Are you okay, Annie?
I hope you're happy, Colby. You fucking you missed everything.
Oh, look at my little baby.
Oh. That's cute. Why is she very flirty?
She has a crush on her doctor.
Hey, well, you know what? That's because he was there for the birth. And you know who was it? Colby.
He just immediately sent the baby to daycare. And look at how she is looking at the fucking doctor.
The way the doctor does remind me of my one ex.
Which one?
The one that I called. I set my alarm to have a fake phone call so he would leave.
Yes. Yeah. You know what? I can see that. Look at her staring at him. She's like, so what are you doing after this?
Are we gonna... Go ahead and walk through that table real fast.
Look, if you open this, so we're gonna go...
Okay, this is something to note. That baby was very dark on her chest and very white in there.
I know. Sometimes it comes out in a very different color than what it... Hi. than what it actually is. So, not MC Command Center. We're gonna open the profile here, and I want you to see what it says. Perceived as very attractive. She is fucking into Darsh. And Darsh... I like Darsh...
Okay, I like him less. I like his boots. But, okay, I no longer want Darsh.
Not my type.
To check me. Actually would stand by the fact that I would set an alarm to have a fake call to make Darsh leave my hospital.
I would be okay with Darsh only because, like, the checking part. Because he does feel very, like, a safe man. Like, I would leave Darsh with my drink.
Is there such
a
thing?
I would not leave Darsh with my drink.
Not Corey. When I said a safe man, Corey Kelly, is there such a thing?
No.
Honestly, no.
You know, we'd pick a bear. I'd pick a bear to check me before Darsh.
Every single time. At least, no.
I can't unsee the person who I'm thinking of.
No, now you have to. It's every time.
Even with the clothes that he's wearing.
Colby, where'd you go, brother?
Break up with him. I fucking
look
hate
at him.
Now.
I know. I'm not a fan of Colby. Not drinking a fucking drink.
She's got a Coke.
She just left him at the hospital. She was like, I'm fucking going home.
Fuck Colby.
I didn't even tell her to go home. She was just like, I think I'll leave. Mm-hmm. I need to go pick up my baby.
Hopefully she is picking up her baby.
Here she is. Colby came with us? And who the hell are you? This is Tom peeping. Tom peeping looks through, he peeps at our windows.
Who's Tom peeping? How do you know Tom?
He's a peeping Tom. Tom's in all the Wicked Whims, so he'll just come in and look through your windows and jerk off.
Seriously?
For real. Then there's also Tina peeping, and she does it too. It's pretty fucking gross. Okay, here's our baby. I'm going to age her up because I want to see what she looks like. And we're not going to age her all the way up, but I do want to age her up to a little baby baby.
Like a
Actually,
toddler?
You know what? Let me kiss her and cuddle her a little bit.
Is this making you, like...
I do.
Baby fever?
A little bit.
My niece is at, like, peak baby right now, being 6 months old, and I'm just like, oh, fuck.
Actually, I want her to...
She's starting to say mama, dada, baba.
So cute.
Mama, dada, baby. Sorry, stole that, though.
Mama, dada, baby?
Mama, dada, baby.
Perhaps she's predicting?
She thinks she's the baby.
Oh, she does. I'll look in the mirror with her, like holding her, and I'm like, who's that? Because I try to teach her a name and stuff, and she goes, it's a baby. I was like, it is a baby still, but it's Sawyer Beans. Oh, wait. Oh, we're missing everything. Oh,
she's breastfeeding.
She's breastfeeding.
Give her some time. I don't love that she's flirty while she's doing it, but that's fine.
She's been flirty ever since she saw Darsh. She can't help it. Although having a baby did boost her flirty. And I don't like that.
Sometimes hormones with...
That's true.
You know what I mean?
That's true. You're not wrong.
You can be real horny when you're pregnant.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. What? Oh.
That's just the truth.
Look at her sleeping.
Do you know that some people... Well, I think it's in Grey's Anatomy.
Get out of my fucking face, dude.
That, like, having an orgasm can be a natural...
I just watched that episode.
A natural painkiller.
Because they were like, I can't take pain medicine, blah, blah, blah. And they were like, well, you guys do what you need to do. We'll see.
Why don't you talk about it?
Yeah. All right. Look at this. Colby, she wants to chat with you. But then you guys have to come up here and age this big... Oh, Cole. Oh. What are you doing?
He just looked at it and was like, nah. I think, nah.
The dog's like, what the fuck is going on? Excuse me.
Mom. Go play with some trash, you dog.
No, I lectured him enough that he learned not to. Okay, sorry, I'm all over the place.
I was going to say, you were zooming in and out.
I was trying to get back to this baby. You guys are talking? You're talking awfully loud. What? They're talking about goldfish. He's uncomfortable because he thinks her apartment is poorly decorated.
I hate Colby.
Colby.
I hate him.
Actually, Colby, I'm removing you from the family because I kind of want you to fucking leave.
Break up with him.
Hey, sweetie, we're coming over to see the little one and help out however we can. I have never, ever in all my time playing that received that from parents. These fucking moms are this...
I
could cry. That's so sweet.
That is so sweet.
I've been playing
See
this
the
for,
little one?
For so long, and I've never had parents do that. Colby, get the fuck out of my family. Sorry. Oh, he's... Ugh. What, do you not like art? You fucking bitch. Look at this octopus. How are you telling me that that's poorly decorated? Look at how fucking cute this place is.
Yeah.
I hate you. And I did love you. They were high school sweethearts, but we might have to be...
Hey, you know, sometimes people grow apart.
That's what I was thinking. It's true. That couldn't be more true. Marriage? Clear marriages. No, I don't want to do that. I want you to remove from family.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're not involved anymore. Oh, here's my mom.
O'Reilly's.
Okay, I'm going to... Oh, they brought a bet. They're
She's
literally
staying. Oh, look, they both came. They both have suitcases. Oh, they're going to stay at home.
I have to take a... That's so cute. I'm sorry. I just realized I'm whispering. That's so cute. I had to take pictures because, oh my God, this is adorable.
I'm sorry, but Jill's ass is so good.
Welcome, Jill. Layla was really hot too in her younger years. She's an elder now, so.
Oh my God, I couldn't give less fucks about Colby.
Look at what he's holding in his hand. It's literally nothing, but he's holding a cup of nothing.
Like, it's important.
He's a stupid fucking idiot.
You know what? What he's holding is how I feel about him.
Cup of nothing? Uh-huh. Is Jill just going straight up to see the
tickle
baby?
Bitties?
Which one? Layla?
No.
Oh,
Layla's
yeah.
Layla's are...
They're sagging.
They're going south for the winter.
Yeah. Okay, so she's going to introduce... Show off... This is...
Mom, look at my baby!
I can't.
I'm having this baby! Yes, I did!
But I'm gonna get rid of the man!
Fuck the man!
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Okay. Screaming, but Daddy, I think I have a crush on my doctor!
So true, dude.
Pulled
get up. Up here! Get up here, moms, and see my baby! My brother's here too? They brought my brother?
Your mom's playing the violin. I don't know if you saw that. But she's just playing the fucking violin in the hallway. Oh, and your other mom's playing the guitar.
She's really good at guitar.
I can tell by the stance.
Yeah.
I used to have guitars
in
my house.
She's such a baddie. Okay, now I have to show this one. I have to show it off to... Where's my brother at? Oh, they can't get to the baby. Okay, I'll bring the baby to you. Don't worry.
Say less. Here's the baby.
Here we go. Put the baby here so that I can show off to you, mommy. And then we're gonna age this baby up real quick.
So we can see what she... Oh, right.
Sorry.
Oh, look. Farted. Oh, I'm farting.
Okay. First of all, look how cute this little nursery is. It wasn't... Oh, not the dirty plate.
Oh, no.
I'm just gonna put that in the yard somewhere.
Wait. Time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
That's an adorable nursery. Did you download the house like this?
No, I did the nursery, but I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Look at the little rocking chair
and
that,
and it's got a little changing table over here.
Yeah.
And a little.
I think you hate building, so
I hate building.
That.
Yeah. I normally what I'll do is I'll download something that's relatively cute and then just add my own little. Mm-hmm. This plate's gonna piss me right off. Can I put it in the sink?
Are you
I
sure?
did. Okay. So, yeah, then I just... Because over here is also her little room that's got her little cross stitch. She can cross stitch. And knit. Okay, sorry. Nope. Play.
I love that she's still wearing her hospital gown.
I know. Change out of it. Oh.
Sorry. Oh, Riley's.
She's like, look at this little fucking baby, Mom.
It's a baby.
That's what it sounded like. Oh, there's her brother.
Oh.
That's Quinn. Oh, Quinn.
Not it looking like Noah and Sawyer.
He's... Oh my god, so cute! I didn't realize that he's coming, he's staying the night too. They were like, we can't leave this kid at our house.
Why did I think he was an adult, though, when you first explained it?
What's what that? The hell? They glitched. That was a weird fucking hug. Oh, there she goes, she's gonna show. She's like, what do you think about this? Hmm? He's like, hey.
That's a baby.
I just realized I don't have a bra this entire time.
Oh well, they can't tell. This blanket's the one.
All right. J.B. Gooley. That's what I've always said.
I'm never baby not care. Saying J.B. Gooley.
Oh, she's going to breastfeed real quick. Okay, I'll let you feed this baby.
She's such a good mom.
She's so good. I didn't even have to tell her to do that. I need to put some cheats on real quick before we go. Testing cheats on, and then I want to do cast dot full edit mode. And then we're going to age this. Oh, yeah, my chicken's going to die. Brownie.
Well, your other chicken was threatening to leave.
That was Brownie.
No.
Brownie and Nugget.
Nugget was threatening to leave.
They're both getting old and they're both about to die. And they are so cranky, it's annoying. Look, she's... I didn't tell her to do these things. She's just kissing and
cuddling.
These little fucking floating books are pissing me off. All right, here we go. We're going to age her up. Ready? Daisy, I need you to get out of my face right now. I know that you were my first... She was a stray that I found running through the woods and I adopted... Daisy.
That's cute.
I know. Okay, here we go. We're gonna do random. Oh, she's Sunny!
That's cute.
Sunny Sims are bursting with smiles and giggles and enjoy engaging with other Sims, but they do require more social attention. Fair enough. I think that she's got a good mom for that, so that's fine.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm going to change that hair.
That's a fucking cloud that she just came down.
But everything else is so cute. Look at that happy face. Annie smiled for the first time. Socializing with Annie more will help her learn new ways to communicate. So what we're going to do now is go into full edit mode. We're going to modify the household and Cass create a Sim. Mm-hmm. What power? The power of Oh, my hell.
Hell yeah.
Look at her. She got thicky boy from that baby. I like it.
I like her nose ring.
Okay, so here's her. I am going to change her hair.
I love that you don't have your dad's eyes, because fuck your dad. He's the worst.
Yeah. What do you think about that? That's pretty cute hair. I like that hair. That's the hair. He's either that or that. No, the other one I think is cuter on her.
I love it.
Little space buns.
I love it.
I actually really like this outfit, but I don't think I like this color. She gives me more of like a purple baby.
Shut up.
Cute. Okay, formal. We're going to give her a cute little dress. Night-night jammies. I really always like these jammies, but I give them, like, the PJs! Get the hell out! Get the hell out of here! And then...
She's simply possessed.
Love that. That's cute. Bibs. I fucking love a bib on a baby.
I love a baby bib.
That's cute. I knew she was a purple girl. No, I don't like that one as much. Give me different pants and we'll talk about it. No, I like these pink ones. Different hoodie.
Oh, my goodness. Tummy time, baby. No, the yellow one? Was it not that one? That one.
Different pants, though, maybe.
They got yellow polka dots?
Maybe. Stripes and polka dots, though?
Oh, yeah.
You like a stripe and polka dot?
That's not polka dot, though. That was striped, what you just had on her. Or it was plain. The bottoms are polka dot now.
You like that?
Yeah, she looks like a little lemon.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. There you are.
Annie is cute as fuck.
Cutie patootie. All right. What now? It's up to you. You get to choose.
What do you mean I get to choose?
What happens? What happens next?
I want to break up with Colby and I want Darsh.
You want Darsh for her?
Not necessarily, but I think she had a crush on him. I think that's worth exploring.
She should explore it.
I don't want her to be with Darsh, but I feel like she wants to explore the idea of Darsh.
She wants to be married to Colby, though, see?
Does she?
It's her biggest wish. But I think what she should do is she should definitely talk to Colby about it. I think we should go. Our moms are here to watch our baby. Are they going to get frisky? Because I swear to God, every time they're around, they start doing it.
Really?
Yes. Look at how cute this little family is.
They are cute.
Stupid. I'm going to Colby's house. I can't remember where he lives, so we gotta find him.
What is he, my husband?
She's talking to the baby. Oh my gosh.
I'm also. You lay right there at the top of the steps, baby.
She can't crawl yet. We're good. All right. I'm also gonna sell this painting my mom made. Thanks for the money, Mom. I need that shit. Oh, wait.
I think I saw something on TikTok that was like the rug of neglect, where you just put the baby on the rug of neglect when they can't
this
move.
This is it.
You have stuff to do.
Yeah. Oh, my mom taking care of her.
Mom, move. I have to go down the steps.
I have to go fight with my fiance.
Yeah.
She's like, I'll put the baby to bed. Don't worry. God, that's cute. And then the other mom's like, let me play the fucking violin about it.
I'm gonna play her a lullaby.
My friend's here.
I'm not opposed.
Maybe we just reveal a deep. Who's this? Oh, Betsy asked me out on a date. Yeah, this is my friend Nathaniel. He's from high school.
Go ahead, Nathaniel. Go out with her.
First of all, we need to get you into some different clothes. But right now, I don't want you to be matching your friend. That's embarrassing. So we'll wait. No, you're going to be chilled as out. She's telling her a secret. She's like, I wanted to fuck my doctor. You would not believe. This man was, in the weirdest way, so hot.
I think it was just because he was in the room.
He was just being a supportive partner. And honestly, isn't that what we all want sometimes?
Maybe he was being paid to be there, but call me crazy. I don't care.
I don't give a shit. Okay.
They do have different shoes on, if that helps.
Okay, that is important. What should we do? Let's see if we can do something romantic.
I think you should. Ask if single?
Yeah, let's do that.
That's like hardly romantic. That could be also a friendly thing.
And then I think we should do like a risque question.
Okay.
Have you ever thought about, you know? She is single. She's into it. Oh, my baby's sad. Okay, hold on, because she's such a good mom. Oh, the baby's fucking freezing. Baby's freezing to death. 1 second. Sorry.
We're going to be lesbians here in just 1 minute.
Give me 1 second to make my baby happy, and then we can fucking...
Give me one margarita. Help my baby. Two margaritas. I'm going to fuck this lady.
I'm going to fuck this lady. All right, there you go in your little lemon outfit, and I'm just going to fix your needs real quick so that we can get to... hanging out, you know?
Is it weird that we're doing that together?
I mean, maybe. Is anyone there? Oh, she's sad. Moms, what are you here for if you're not for taking care of my baby? Please. There's romance. Did you see it? Oh my God. We're gonna talk about our fantasies.
Not us.
No,
not us.
I'm not kidding. Woo! Henchick has grown up into a hen.
Okay. The bird's name is Henchick?
Yeah, I never named her. My hens can be taken by my foxes sometimes, so I try not to get attached until I know they're bigger.
That's true.
Okay. Wait.
Wait a minute!
I did not authorize that!
We were talking about chickens! We were talking about chickens! Then all of a sudden, she's about to yow! She just yowled!
She just fucking heel clicked! Then she fucking... Okay. If you're not watching and you're just listening, I asked her to go over and talk about her fantasies with her friend. We're talking about chickens. I look over, pan over, and they are kissing. And then she just heel clicked about it. Look at her mom's thought bubble was like, what? Lesbians running the family.
All right, let's get gay about it. Oh my gosh. This is all coming together. And also coming out together.
I think we should
exchange numbers. Don't you have numbers?
I'm just going to compliment her appearance a little bit. I'm going to see what happens. And I think maybe we should...
Who initiated that kiss? That's what I want to know.
We'll have to go back and rewatch it.
You can?
It says first kiss, but we just saw them kiss, did we not?
Yes, we did. Which means she probably did it.
Damn it, the baby's sad. Okay. We'll take it. Yeah, she did. Okay, you know what? I'm freaking out right now.
She was like, you helped me through that emotional time when that person died.
Yes.
Now I
and
feel
I've never stopped thinking about it. She just did peek away with her baby. How
see, when people are there for you in moments of sadness and need, you want to fuck them about it.
You want to give them a little kiss. You give them a little smoochie.
Say, all right, that's my thank you.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
I'm going to put your mouth on my mouth on things.
I'm going to put your mouth on it.
Put your mouth on my mouth.
All right, maybe we should blow a raspberry on this little baby.
My dad's calling me. Dad, not now, okay? I'm doing gay stuff. With my cousin.
While her husband watches. It's fine.
Everyone, stop being so fucking weird about it, okay?
Look at these floating books. I'm trying to see this cute moment in between. Oh, here we go. Oh, they just became good friends.
Her and her daughter?
Yeah. Oh!
I love a little raspberry on the belly. Whip, look at that whip. 1,000-yard stare she's got going on. She's like, I'm thinking about kissing that woman again.
She is literally like, I cannot believe this is fucking happening. All right,
is this a love triangle?
Feed her.
What?
Among friends. Oh, no, that's just a people person lifestyle. New baby. Feeling a close connection with someone nearby.
So close, our mouths touched.
She's got a deep connection from building a strong relationship. And she trusts the universe. The world is a good place filled with good people. Elle's happy to call some of them family.
And definitely not call some of them Colby.
I love her.
I honestly, this is weirdly parallel what's happening right now to life.
A little bit. Where'd she go? Did she leave? She left. She was probably a bit... She was probably embarrassed. That's okay.
Maybe she had to work.
We'll talk to her later. Oh my god, this is such a full circle moment. Okay, I need to go. I'm sorry. I have to go pet my chickens, even though I think they're sleeping, because they're like, your chickens are gonna die. You should pet them or something.
Pay attention to your chickens.
I have to call my chickens Nugget and Brownie out and give them snuggles. So
Cluckers?
I have Nugget, Brownie, Snuggles, Cluckers, May, Cooper, and Whitehead.
They used to call me that in high school.
Cluckers, Snuggles, or Whitehead.
All three. They used to call me old Clucker, Snuggles, Whitehead. They call me a Mother Clucker.
Yeah, hell yeah. All right, here we go. Yeah.
And he said, Mother Cluck, you better snuggle that white hen. And I said, I don't mind if I do.
She is very flirty because she was attracted by an opposite from feeling enamored with someone nearby. Like a magnet, Elle is drawn to a Sim who lives life in a very different way than she does.
Who is that?
I think that's... I think that's
her friend?
Okay, let's
or
see
her
what
doctor.
Let's see what it says.
O'Reilly's.
They have a new
What's
fucking
her name?
Thing.
Addison?
Addison. And her trait is that she's lazy. I love her.
Okay.
Let's open her profile real quick. Mm-hmm. Lovebirds? Oh my god, I just forgot that earlier in the episode, I asked her to be the Sim of Honor at my wedding.
The drummer!
Oh my god. But she perceives her as basic looking. How? Look at this bitch. Oh, it is opposites attracted. It's about her. It's about her.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
They're best friends and lovebirds. A connection of curious hearts. This is shaping up to be a beautiful romance.
Oh my god, please ruin the wedding. Please ruin the wedding.
We're gonna wait till she gets to the wedding and then she's gonna say, I object.
Can you object?
I don't think so, but I'm gonna try to figure that out.
Do we do that now? Is that how we end this? We're almost an hour in. We can't not.
I don't know. I don't know. That's going to be another like half hour of stuff, I feel, because it's 7:00. We can't have the wedding right now. We'd have to wait till tomorrow morning.
Pause for episode 2.
Is this a, maybe this can be our next Patreon one.
See what happens at the
wedding. Oh, wait, I should really get going. Thanks for hanging out with
me. Where are you?
Where'd you go?
Where'd you go? There she is. Wait.
No.
Oh,
no.
Look, she's around her and she's flirty.
Ah! Don't leave yet.
You gotta go kiss her.
You have to.
You gotta click on her.
You gotta stop her.
Joke about body hair. No.
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 Not that one. Come to your first kiss right now. We'll kiss your hands first, and then we'll do a first kiss.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Oh my god. She's staying. This is how we end it. This is how we end it.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Pause it. I gotta get a good angle. Ow! The way they're in matching outfits, I can't. And now they're just having flirty banter. Flirty banter.
Looks like you're not...
Talk about marriage.
Looks like you're not wanting to go home now, huh?
And I'm gonna offer her a rose. And then I'm gonna... ask to be girlfriend!
Woo in the shower?
Is that elegant? With my whole family in there? I thought that was Colby. Oh my god, my heart just went into my ass.
This is because we are cheating right now. I love that it went from you to we.
We're cheaters. I feel kind of bad.
Oh,
I did not tell him to do that. I did not tell him to do that. They're kissing again. They're making out. This is all goodbye.
That was a goodbye. Wow. 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 Look at her run away.
Well, what an episode.
Wait a minute. Is your screen still recording?
What? Has it never been recording this entire time?
No, it was partly, but it had a red thing around it, and I don't see it anymore.
I never saw the red thing around it.
I did. We'll see. We'll see at the end of this.
Oh, that's going to be really upsetting if it didn't record. Oh, she's warming herself.
Well. What a time this has been.
I told you my moms are going to fuck. They do it all the time. They literally cannot get enough of each other.
All right. Kisses across the way. Wow, everyone. Leave it in the comments below. What do you want to happen next? Are you upset for Colby? Are you like, fuck that man?
Mm-hmm. I had to practically force him to be beside our side whenever we gave birth. And he still left when the baby was actually born.
And he's still not been back. He's not even here right now.
He's even went not to called, come to visit.
Didn't call and ask about the baby.
My mother's came to stay, but he didn't. And so did this strange woman who just played the guitar outside of her door.
But her friend came over.
Yeah.
And then we kissed her about it. So.
This has been very fun.
Let us know what you guys thought of this. If you're like, actually, that sucked and I hated it, please don't ever do that again. All right.
First kiss, swirling with feelings of passion and happiness after a first kiss with someone new. Sorry. She's very happy. But she is dripping blood from her period.
Okay, great. Great. Anyway, thanks so much for hanging out, guys. And we love you so much.
Yeah, please let us know how you like this.
Yeah. And we'll see you next week.
All right.
We're out.
Goodbye.